Julian, you're back!
Ian, what can I say? I know what I can say. I can say something somebody else has said before, probably in the movies. I am box office gold. I owned it up there last night, belting out those cliches a mile a minute, sounding for all the world like Linda Blair in The Exorcist. I've got the devil inside of me, Ian, but what the hell?
Julian, you were fantastic. And you looked great and looked really kind of healthy. So obviously you've had a good rest. It's great. Brian, what did you think of last night?
Well, let me start by saying this. I have now started to use words like positivity,
yes,
negativity, yep, and postulate. I've also become a little bit antagonistic and some would say verging on acrimonious. I need to pull this back slightly if I am to progress.
Exactly. Okay, right, fair enough. You are starting to get reaction immediately, mm-hmm, to whatever you say from the audience, mm-hmm, which is great. Some people are saying you were very dismissive of Marty and his cha-cha-cha. I mean, like, I think a lot of people...
Indeed. Marty could legitimately pursue a case for unfair dismissal, in which case he may wish to litigate. Although...
He wasn't dismissed, though.
But he was dismissed out of hand.
Right, okay, okay.
So he may wish to litigate, although if he is harbouring a legitimate grievance, I would suggest the Labour Relations Commission for the worker in question.
Julian, Marty.
Marty stands there and he says, let me entertain you. But he put the cha-cha-cha into chanza. That cape, he looked like a cross between Liberace and Dracula.
And Nora.
The dragon was on fire, but that dragon was slain.
Oh my God. Brian, on Nora?
Termination in the workplace is always unfortunate. She should consult her shop steward to discuss further options.
Thank you very much, lad.
Thank you.